When something needs doing, needs volunteering, needs support, needs publicity, well, Mary Jo Prince is a go-to gal in the Brazos Valley for sure. Scotty's House, Lions Club, American Cancer Society, class agent for the class of 78, Texas A&M, First Responders Association, and, well, I'm just getting started. See, Mary Jo Prince has this problem.
It's that one thing I haven't learned to do is say no very well.
She has a passion, a deep passion for giving back.
Life is too short not to help others. I have often said God did not bless me with my own children, and so it gives me that much more energy to help others and put and direct that energy into saving lives, helping those who cannot help themselves, or protecting those who cannot protect themselves.
Thus, the call to organizations like Scotty's House, the Police Citizens Academy, and the First Responders.
Just to be able to give back what they give to us.
Mary Jo Prince says her wanting to give of her time kind of goes with the personality of the towns.
You live in a community that is probably the most giving and caring community in which to live, so you got to give back.
She knows that, like for everybody, spending time, giving, volunteering, it's a choice we make.
Time is an investment. If you spend it sitting on the couch at home every day or every weekend, it's a loss. It's a loss for you. It's a loss for the community. So you get out there and you give all that you can.
If you know Mary Jo Prince, you know that she is the definition of extrovert, and she says she comes by that naturally.
I have a lot of my dad in me, too. Daddy, as I call him. He was the entertainer. He was out there making people feel good, trying to, if you can bring a smile or a laugh to somebody's face once a day, then you've done the Lord's work. A lot of times I'll think about that. I'll think the old, what, you know, WWDD, what would Daddy do? He'd sing, or he'd tell a joke, or he'd make one person feel good. In my case, if I could make a child laugh even more so, or a child care about themselves, I can put my head on my pillow at night and sleep well and get up and do it the next day too.
Mary Jo Prince wants to get the word out that this town has a lot of opportunities for everybody. Just ask.
There are so many opportunities in this town, in this community, to help that if you're not, then you're not looking very hard. And everybody, no matter what the organization is, they'll put you to work. They'll find a spot for you. So there are probably some organizations I haven't even heard about yet or heard from yet that I may have the opportunity and privilege. And like I said, it is, Tom, a privilege to serve a community that is so giving and so caring. And I'm just one. There are thousands of people that give every day of their lives to make this community as good as it is. You see the headlines, the, you know, top 10 community two, the best community in which to live. And it's because of the people that keep giving.
So follow the lead of so many, like Mary Jo Prince. Don't just talk about giving back to the community. Really, really do it. Mary Jo Prince says it is an easy place to give back.
It's the biggest no judgment zone, I think, that I've ever been in. So that's what makes it special. That's what I love about it. And that's what will continue to allow me to give. And I want to thank the community for that opportunity.
Thank you, Mary Jo Prince. You are a Bravo Brazos Valley. And I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.